yet another edition of the Getting to Know You podcast, episode 15. I'm your host, Jacob Bradley, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, a man that we've been waiting to have on for a long time. It's the one, the only, Mike Griswold. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Jake. How are you? Thank you again for having me on.
Absolutely, man. I always say it's always a better day when Mike Griswold's around. But yeah, we're getting ready at the time of recording to get out of here. I'm leaving tomorrow. Are you leaving tomorrow? Are you leaving Saturday?
I'm going to leave actually Sunday morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, just because you know, helping Terry out a little
bit. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But, oh, yeah, you just told me 5 minutes ago you're going to be on, at the gym all day Saturday.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just getting ready for the holiday season and for snowfall.
Yeah, it's stressful, dude.
I know.
Well, like, on campus, it's one thing, you know? Like, yeah. But now that I moved off campus, it's horrible. I woke up, I looked outside, our like porch is covered, and I'm like, well, I'm not cleaning that up.
No, I feel you, because now you actually have a house to take care of, and you can't just go like, oh, well.
Right.
It's cool to do it.
Yeah,
exactly. You actually have to do it now. But all right, let's get straight into it. Mike, I'll start by asking, for those people that might not know you, just want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so right now I'm a junior here at SUNY Oswego, broadcasting major. Two minors, in audio design and production and photography, so those have been fun.
Okay.
I came from Delhi, New York. Very small town, right near Oneonta.
Okay.
Graduated with about 45 people.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, Oswego's not big, but
right.
It's bigger than...
And not.
Yeah.
No, I feel you.
But yes, and I think the biggest, like, thing about myself that I always, like, share is that I just like to kind of, like, be involved.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I found here at Oswego is, like, I'm not really outgoing.
Right.
But I just like to be involved. So that's the biggest thing.
No, and we'll get more to that as we go along. I want to just kind of start off, like, you know, growing up in Delhi in that small town. So you said you graduated like 40 people.
Yeah.
So was it kind of like you had the same people, like same people in school from kindergarten all the way through senior year of high school?
Yeah. I mean, I had the same friend group pretty much. Yeah. Kindergarten
wow.
through high school, graduated with the same people that you started preschool with and everything like that. The only thing that really bridged that was like we had a peewee football.
Okay.
It was Delhi Pee Wee football, but mm-hmm. we like welcomed people from like neighboring towns that were too small to have football teams.
Yeah.
So I met some friends there that actually would just end up coming to Delhi. So that's how usually it went. You just you meet someone and then it'd be like, oh well, now I like Delhi.
There
and
you go.
That's I guess when it like started growing. But yeah, it's pretty much the same people from you know when you start to when you finish.
Yeah. Do you think that like did you prefer it that way or did you wish maybe there were some just having new faces around?
I think, like, at the time, I really liked it, you know, because you're comfortable.
Right.
There's really never a time that I was like, wow, I really don't want to go to school
yeah.
or I don't want to see this person because I knew everyone and I was comfortable. But I think as I, like, moved on and moved here, I would have definitely liked to be in probably, like, a bigger setting
mm-hmm.
and just seeing different people and got, like, different perspectives. It probably would have helped
yeah.
getting into, you know, just a bigger field in general.
Right. And, I think, again, we'll circle back to that with the transition from Delhi into Oswego. But do you have any siblings?
I do. I have one sibling, and you would not think we were siblings. I'm pretty sure I've showed you
yeah,
pictures
I've seen a picture of
him.
Yeah.
I try to show people that to be like, look at this kid. But it's really, like, he is a mirror image of my dad, and I'm a mirror image of my mom.
Okay.
So it's really weird
that
to,
is crazy.
To look at because, like, we look nothing alike. We have completely different personalities. Like, in the... It's like a hick town kind of, you know,
yeah.
a bunch of country boys.
Yeah.
And like, I'm pretty much the complete opposite of that.
Right.
And he just is all in that. that's his personality.
Man. So do you think, like, were you guys tight growing up, you and your brother, or just you and your family as a whole?
Yeah, I think, like, as both of us, because we're only 2 years apart. So mm-hmm. as, like, we got older, definitely, like, drifted a little. Not in the fact that we just, like, aren't friends or we
yeah.
don't like each other, but it's just, like, it's that point, even, like, when you have friends, like, you
right.
drift apart when you have different interests
yeah.
and you're just growing up. Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm still very close with like my whole family,
right.
but it's definitely like that stage now where I'm starting to like integrate myself in the real world,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like hard to keep like the connection like so constant.
No, I agree. It's very difficult. Like sometimes I'll look back and be like, oh, I should text my mom or oh, I should text my dad, but it's like a lot of times, especially with the jobs that me and you do, it's
yeah.
like the phone's always going off constantly. We kind of just want to break from the phone.
Yeah.
But I'll ask you. So your brother, he's 2 years younger than you. Does that mean he started college this year, or started some form of next education or anything?
So he is graduating this year.
Okay.
And I've tried to talk to him about it, but he doesn't like. He's a very quiet person.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't know if he'll like go to college.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to. I don't know if he like has to because he's a big like landscaping. You
okay,
know.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He just like mows lawns, shovels snow.
Yeah.
That's and I think he's just like happy with that. So I don't think. he wants to go to college. But yeah, at this point, he's, you know, he's about to graduate high school in like a couple months. And actually, just like this past week, I watched his, they played in the sectional championship for football. They lost. Okay. So yeah, not very good. but no, like it was, yeah, it's like cool to see when they're younger like that. And you're like, wow, I did that like 2 years ago.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. The same team, pretty much the same score we lost by. Yeah.
So that's a good transition kind of now into growing up and through high school, you know, playing sports. I know you have quite an athletic past, or at least you tried a bunch of different things with a small school. You want to kind of run through some of the sports you did?
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much was the traditional, like, football, basketball, baseball. When I was young, it was probably like my parents' thing to get the energy out. I would play soccer, but I wasn't a big fan of soccer as I got older and stuck with football. But yeah, I really loved football and baseball more than basketball. I don't know why. I think basketball is just like one of those things that I did it in like kindergarten and then just never stopped doing it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked my team. But like when we got in the season, it's like a 5 month season.
Right.
And I was just like, okay, by like month like two, I'm like, yeah, this is enough. We just have three more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. My personality has changed, but like in high school, I just loved sports. That's really all I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, you know, being in the small school and stuff, I would assume a lot of the athletes played more than one sport.
Yeah. I mean, so I had like my friend group was me and four other guys, like my consistent, you know, we'd all hang out pretty much every day. We played football, basketball, baseball. So it was the same like core guys from when I started in kindergarten till senior year. And that's the same with like, even the kids below me.
Okay.
So, like, my senior year is all of my best friends in the senior class, all of my best friends in the junior class for pretty much every sport.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's, that kind of goes back to, like, the perspective thing. Where it's, like, looking back, probably should, like, it would have been nice to have more, like, people. You get to meet more people. But in the moment, like, it was just fun experiencing, like, those sports, like, the highs and lows with, like, your best friends.
No, and I can say this from coming almost from the exact opposite, where I went to a massive school. To the point where, like, being on sports teams weren't guaranteed. And, you know, it's more of a question of, like, okay, what team are me and my friends going to be on? Or are my friends going to make the team? Am I going to make the team? And, you know, I feel like we can kind of bounce back and forth with, like, maybe you wish what I had, I wish what you had. Just in that, you know, there were some things, especially when it came to sports, that I didn't get to experience that maybe, you know, you might have in a smaller school. And I think vice versa. So,
yeah.
But overall, though, I mean, being in a small school, like, you know, it's just got to be a little bit, like, almost – like, is it shocking to hear when you, like, other people from other schools and their story and how many they graduated with or anything along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think about because, so I live in a house with three other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, two of the guys I live with both went to Shen in Albany, and they graduated with, like, 800.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're, like, I didn't even know because they, you know, the COVID graduation 2020, they're, like, I didn't know the person, like, in front or behind me in the line to get my diploma.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're like, I saw a new face every day
and
stuff like that. And I was like, that is unreal. I was like, I saw the same face for 12 years. So it's just like weird to think about. And like even like not even like to that scale, even to people that have only like 100, it's still like I couldn't even imagine 100 people in your class.
Does that kind of like, do you think you have kind of a tighter bond with a lot of the people then? Because you have, you know, I know you say you have like your core four guys that you still hang out with, but like as far as the overall scheme of your graduating class, even some of the class is lower because there's probably only about 100 people walking around the building at all times. So, like, do you feel like you guys kind of bonded in that small school atmosphere, or was it kind of like everybody just did their own thing and then this was just a familiar face?
I feel like it was a little bit of both, and it goes back to sports, really, because, like the football guys, I would talk to the same football guys all through football season.
Yeah.
And even, like, when I see them today, it's, like, a friendly, like, hello. It's not like we're, like, best friends, but, like, we were close enough to play on the same team and be cool. And then you go to basketball. And then, like, you don't forget about the football guys, but they're just, like, not, like, they're not there anymore, so it's, like, we're not really that close.
Right.
And then the same thing when you go to baseball. So I feel like, I don't know, it's weird because, like, I feel like I've never lost, like, a friend. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely, like, lost, like, the closeness and just, like, moving throughout, like, the year or even, like, moving throughout the years in general.
Okay. Do you think that's just, like, did you discover some parts of yourself or some interests that you might have had that just kind of naturally drove you away?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was really into music too in high school. Like I played the viola, which is a weird instrument.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like people don't know what it is usually.
I know what a viola is.
Yeah, like when I like started, it was like my high school orchestra teacher, it was his first year too.
Okay.
And we get to go and like test all the instruments and stuff in like third grade.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, can I play that? And he's like, we've never had someone ask that. That's weird. And then I just like played that from fourth grade to senior year. I even played a little bit here, but just like too much with really? TOP and stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I used to play, like, I would skip sporting events to do like music things.
Really? Like, yeah. So with a small school, was there a band or was there an orchestra?
Yeah, we actually were one of the few schools like in our area that had like an orchestra and a band and a chorus.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so sometimes we would like do things with the band because like they're pretty small, orchestra and band. But yeah, it was like I don't know, I loved it. Yeah. And there's times that I didn't like it.
Okay.
But I think like overall, like I wish I could still do that because it's like got me away from the sports. You know, sports like in my high school at least were very stressful.
Yeah.
You know, you'd show up and you're a little nervous even for like practice. Okay. At least like in my, like I was always like a little bit on edge.
Yeah.
And then like when I go to like orchestra or something, I just like have fun.
Yeah.
And just play some music.
That's awesome, man. I did, because I kind of have the same thing. I played the French horn in high school. So,
I know that.
Yeah. So I played the French horn and same thing. Picked that up in fourth grade and played it all the way through senior year. And, you know, I feel like a lot of times I was very caught up in like my own image or like, oh, I'm a sports guy and everybody would make fun of me for my band because it was a bigger school. So not many people crossed over. But like when I do that and there was just something different, like you say, like same thing, put a practice and, you know, there's always that fear of, oh, I mess up, I might get yelled at, or, oh, if this happens, this might happen. And then with band, and then I'd sometimes do the orchestra, like same thing, merge together. And it always just felt nice to kind of create something and be proud of something and not, you know, have, because, you know, at least with our music department, we had a very strong music department. So it would kind of be like, I just talked to Mia Dirks about it last podcast because she did the cello or the bass or something.
Yeah, yeah. I played with her for a while.
Did you?
Yeah,
okay.
I think it was like her first year, might have been my second. I don't remember when she joined.
Okay.
But it was something like that.
And wow.
Yeah, I met her there first before TOP.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, you do both.
Yeah, that's wild. So do you think like, is music just something that like your family has in it, or is it just something that you just picked up?
I think it's just like, I don't know. It didn't seem like my parents, because we actually had a fun assignment, like it's kind of sidetrack, but you get to like teach your parent how to play a song on your instrument.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I tried to teach my mom and it was no joke, like a 4-measure song and she could not do it.
Really?
It was like 2 hours. I was like, mom, come on. And I don't really think that it was like in my family. Like I think maybe they played in high school, like, you know, like a couple of times, but yeah, I think it was just like something that I was like, yeah, I kind of like doing this.
Yeah.
And then I would just like keep doing it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So would you like do like all the private lessons and everything like that? Or was it just show up and do it and then take off?
Yeah, I didn't really have any private lessons, but we would do lessons like in school. Mm-hmm. So like whatever, you'd schedule it like a certain class and you just have to be like, hey, can I leave this class?
Yeah.
So that's really all we did. It wasn't very stressful or anything. You'd go in, and especially violas, there's maybe like 3 of us each year. So we'd all, like 3 of us would go and we'd play for a while and then go back. And then,
yeah,
so it wasn't really anything like serious where they like critique you and, you know, nitpick you.
Right.
But it was definitely, even the lessons were pretty laid back, just like, you know, the rehearsals.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Now I'm going to kind of jump ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about graduation, because, you know, I kind of get a little tired of talking about the COVID stuff, but like, just curious, because you had such a small school, what did you guys do for graduation?
We actually were very lucky so we did it outside. And we rented a tent, like a huge like wedding tent.
Oh wow.
Yeah, with like the flaps on the side and everything. It was raining that day, so it like was nice that we had the tent. And we got, each person actually got 2 guests.
Okay.
So it was pretty nice. It was like most schools either didn't have a graduation and like just would go and get their diploma or couldn't have any guests.
Yeah.
And we were lucky enough to have 2 guests. So.
Okay.
So it was nice. It was quick.
Yeah.
You know, the only time you actually went up to the stage was to get your diploma.
Mm-hmm.
So like we did like scholarships and you just stand up.
Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't anything crazy, and someone zoomed in and like gave a speech.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was very low key, and honestly, like I didn't love it, obviously, but like I kind of did because it was like 1 hour and 15 minutes.
I had
to go home.
See, mine was because I think it was 512 people I graduated with.
Wow, that's insane.
And yeah, so I went to my brother's recently back in June when he graduated, and we were there for probably 3 hours.
Yeah.
Listen to all these names, and like, you know, Bradley comes and goes in the alphabet pretty quickly, so. Yeah. He's done, and it's like, we're only at C. So now we have to wait for everybody else to lock. But that's besides the point. But with me, it was like, you show up, I got in line, and I waited for like 3 minutes, got my diploma, they took a picture, I was out of there.
Yeah, so
that was like, that was clutch.
Yeah, I wanted something like that a little bit. So we did like a bunch of weird things that year that I feel like they should do for every class now.
Cause
like, we got like a special treatment that like, it seemed kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, we did like a parade.
We had the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, like downtown, we were in our own cars, just driving down.
Yeah.
And I was like, seems like a lot. Like,
yeah.
And then yeah, just like a bunch of random things that we did that I feel like you could probably do for every every graduating class to be like special or
exactly
something.
Like we had like this whole drive-in thing where like they decorated like the campus center or whatever, and then we'd like drive around the parking lot, come down, all the teachers would be there waving.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was so much fun. Like, why didn't we do that? All? Like, the only thing was only one person per car. Like, they'd catch you if you had more than one and you get in trouble. But it was very much like, you know, I'll go drive down, wave to the teachers to go home. They give us a shirt.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Ours was pretty much the exact
same. I had like three shirts for that school. Yeah. You know, COVID, but whatever. But kind of circling back a little bit, the decision then to move to like Oswego and come up here, and was it always broadcasting? Is that what you always thought you wanted to do?
Not really.
Okay.
Actually, like, the first thing I wanted to do was music education.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, like, I was that into music
That's
for a
crazy,
while.
Yeah.
Well, it was mainly because I, like, really loved my music teacher in high school. He's like, a young dude, and he just would do things that he wanted to do. Like, he wouldn't make us play, like, classical music or anything. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, he'd make the music and
That's
they'd play this. Yeah.
That's crazy. Sick.
So I, like, thought of that first, and then I toured a school for music, and I was like, this really sucks. Like, this, I'm going to take my whole life away, like, for 4 years and just learn music. I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of boring.
Yeah.
And so, like, one time I toured here because I was like, maybe I would like, maybe like music recording.
Okay.
And I can't really remember, to be honest. I'm pretty sure Oswego has that as a major.
I think so, yeah.
So I was like, I toured here for that. And while I was here, I was like reading, you know, what that major, like what you had to do. Mm-hmm. And it just sounded like a lot that I really didn't want to do in college. And I really liked it here. Mm-hmm. So I like started looking at other majors and I saw broadcasting. I was like, that kind of sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of like focused on broadcasting for a long time. And then,
okay.
You know, it was like really between here and Syracuse. And
really?
Syracuse was not feasible
at all. I'm from there and it still would have been an insane amount of money.
Yeah, even Ithaca.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was like, I got financial aid from there and it was still like 40 grand.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I was like, no way I could pay for that.
No, that was exactly what happened to me. Like, same thing. Like, I think Oswego and Ithaca, the amount of financial aid I got was about the same. Yeah. And then it was like, well, Ithaca, that's still 40 grand. Here, it's like three maybe. And I was like, all right, that's no brainer. I got to go here.
Yeah.
But so you wind up coming up here, and obviously it was during the pandemic, so it's kind of hard to judge like how quickly you were able to adapt just because of the underlying pandemic. But was it, like, run me through the first couple like days that you were here where it was like you're in this new space. It's all new faces. You went from seeing the same faces for, you know, 12 years to now it's just brand new faces. What was that like for you?
I mean, it was definitely different. I remember, like, getting dropped off was, like, way harder than I thought. Like, I was like, oh, I kind of don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I have to try at least. Like, even though my parents were like, you can go home right now. Like, we'll just turn around. And I was like, no, I'm going to at least, like, try. I'm happy I did. But yeah, like, the first week, considering, like, you had to move in, like, a week before classes started for the whole, like, COVID, like, quarantine stuff.
Right.
And that week, I was like, this is horrible.
Oh,
this
awful.
Is so boring.
Yeah.
Like, I had a pretty cool roommate.
Okay.
We would, like, play video games, but that got old pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was definitely, like you said, like, the new faces and just, like, you're, like, do I, like, talk to these people?
Mm.
Or, like, it's weird to talk. I feel like it's just weird to go up and talk to someone. That's how I felt, especially, like, during that time.
Right.
Like, I don't know what people are going to react.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, it was definitely, like, difficult for a while until I kind of just got into the swing of things, I guess.
Okay.
Just getting in routine helped me.
Yeah. And then once that, then everybody just kind of, like, you started making friends from that point on?
Yeah, I made a couple friends, you know, like the people that kind of lived by me.
Right.
You know, that you couldn't go in other people's rooms, but if they live next to you, it was kind of hard to, like.
Where'd you live your freshman year?
Cayuga.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, I lived there for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was horrible. I liked living there because it was, like, pretty convenient.
Yeah.
It's a pretty quiet dorm, but there's still, like, things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty old, and you can tell. That's pretty old. And you know, the fire drills are always a topic here on
campus. We had one and finale a couple days ago, so that was fun.
Yeah, we used to have, like, I remember there was one time that we had, like, three a day for, like, 3 days straight, and we were like, come on, like, this is crazy. It'd be, like, one in the morning, one, like, midday, and then right when you're about to go to sleep.
Damn.
Yeah, and it was just every time.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the main thing that's talked about it, but everything else, I like the dorms for the most part.
Okay.
Everyone, like, kind of hates on them, but
yeah.
I don't know, I kind of like it.
I don't mind them, you know, like, you know, the thing with Fennell that I've noticed is, like, it's just very convenient to live there. Like, Cooper's right down there. Walk down, don't have to go outside. Obviously, TOP is right here. Like, everything's right at my disposal. The only thing that sucks is, like, it's hard to go to the athletic field just because it's a little bit long of a walk, especially during the wintertime for basketball. But, no, I don't mind living in the dorms at all. I think they're kind of a negative rep.
Yeah. I mean, like, now I hate going to get groceries. And,
yeah.
Like, taking the time out of my day to, like, make food.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. I wish I could just go to the dining hall.
Right.
And just have the food handed to me.
Exactly.
Like, it's
already
so
made.
Easier.
Like, tonight they're doing steaks.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to go home and make a steak.
Yeah.
Like, I can't afford that or, like, take the time to cook a steak.
Nah, but you know, we talked way early back in the podcast about how you just always have wanted to be involved in stuff. So coming up into college and having the pandemic really make it hard to be involved in stuff. So what did you kind of do to pass your time? Like, were you able to be involved in anything during that first year?
Not really. It was really, like, the classes I took were pretty nice. Like, I took 235 with Cleveland, so intro to video production.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a pretty collaborative class for at least, like, half the year.
Yeah.
You're working with someone. So, like, that helped a lot, and actually, like, that got me into broadcast even more.
Okay.
And then also, like, the orchestra, they still did that class.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't that great because you sat by yourself at the stand. Mm. You had to wear a mask. And it just, like, I don't know, it was kind of hard to, like, actually, like, be productive because you just, like, sitting there and everyone feels kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But no, that helped because it got me out of the room because, you know, a lot of classes weren't in person.
Right.
So it got me out of the room at least like twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's really it.
Okay. And then once you, was the first, like, here, let me try to rephrase this. If, like, was the thing that you wanted to do, did you always think, I got to get involved in the media organization somehow? Or was it like, that just seems cool too, I'll try this?
Yeah, it was definitely I think I always wanted to.
Okay.
I really don't know what it was. At first, it was I thought about WNYO.
Okay.
I was like radio.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize really like the size of the TV station.
Yeah.
And you know, like I didn't realize the equipment they had because when I went on my tour, you just walked by and you didn't see the TV station.
Yeah.
You only saw the radio. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then, I was just like, after that, I was like, that's something I want to do.
Okay.
And just kind of looked into everything. And like Professor Ricky was my advisor.
Yeah.
And he like kind of pushed me that direction as well.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's kind of what it did with me as well.
Yeah, it's like I really like I don't know if I would have joined. I probably would have at some point, but mm-hmm. I don't know when. And,
yeah, or if you would have been this involved if you did.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Okay.
Because like my first like thing was, so he actually gave me Rudman's email.
Okay.
Before the semester started, my sophomore year,
mm-hmm.
And I like emailed him and I was like, hey, like, what do I do? And he really was like, you sign up.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So like, we did the GI meeting,
mm-hmm.
and I like signed up there. And then after that, I was just like everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like a weird, like, I feel like, cause I don't know. I wasn't really outgoing. I still like, am not that outgoing. I was way less like before TOP.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a big thing. When I like signed up, I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
And then I did it. I was like, oh, this actually is not hard.
No, I remember like calling my mom because, I was doing the show. And then I had like sports on the weekend. And I remember Brian was like, "You should try to be a sports anchor." And I was like, "I don't think I'm gonna have time to do that." And I was like, "I was like genuinely probably not." And then I remember calling my mom. I was like, "Well, you know, if I probably won't get it, but like if I do, like then I'll have to see if I even have time to do it." And then like the more I realized, I was like, "I have nothing but time to do this." Like,
When I first joined, like, I wish I had like the time that I have now or had back then. Now,
yeah,
because I could just live here.
I know. No, it's crazy, man, because, like, I think last fall I had, like, the show on Tuesday. I did my sports anchor, I think it was on Wednesday, and then Late Connections on Thursday was the only crew that I worked for.
Yeah.
And that was it?
Yeah. I think I was camera one for Stick to Sports.
Yeah.
And I think I did graphics for your show.
Yeah, you were on our show. I remember
that was the first. Yeah, that's really all I did was Monday, Tuesday, and that's the only time I would ever come to the studio besides for, like, a 3 o'clock soccer game.
Right. Or like, a hockey game at 7 o'clock at night.
Right. And not even, like... Like, my first semester, I wasn't even, like, a guarantee because, like, it was, like, a very much, like, work your way up.
Right.
So, like, some weeks I would, some weeks I wouldn't, mm-hmm. which is crazy now.
I know, which is, like, because now it's, like, Criswell, where are you this weekend?
Yeah, yeah, same, like, it's really, like, any of us. It's, like, so what are you doing? It's not even, like, are you doing the hockey game? It's, like, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, for the hockey game, exactly. Yeah. And then it's, like, oh, I'm actually going home.
You're
like, really?
Yeah, you're like, what?
Yeah. But kind of, you know, I know the two of us kind of bounce back and forth a little bit with just, you know, time conflict or whatever, where like, and so, you know, what we do, you know, just for disclosure for people who don't know, he's the VP of production and I'm the VP of human resources. And it can get stressful, but are you like glad, and you can answer this as honestly as possible, are you glad you've gotten this involved with everything?
Yeah, I'm definitely, I mean, to be honest, I think, like, I'm not saying I don't like being the VP of prod, I do, because but I think my like approach at it right now, or the way that I want to be doing it, is instead of like for personal stuff, like I'm doing it to kind of like help other people.
Exactly.
And that's like, that's good, but also, like, sometimes I'll be like, well, I really have to start, like, doing something that, like, I want to do.
Yeah.
Which, like, I, at the time, I did want to be VP of prod.
Right.
And I still do. Like, I'm not just going to, like, drop it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I think I could see myself, like, I don't really want to work in production that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just moving away from that, maybe, at some point, just to start.
I always say, man, because, like, you know, I talk to Garrett a lot, and I know Garrett, he gets, he has an idea what he wants to do, but he always has like four things that he wants to do when he wants to go. And I always say that, you know, college is always the time to explore and try new things and just see what works out for you. And it can be difficult, especially in a media organization that's treated very much like it is a real world place, to decide, I'm just going to try VP of productions.
Yeah.
Or I'm just going to try this because it's such a big role. But at the same time, it's like you're supposed to learn more about yourself, and you're supposed to look at yourself at the beginning of college and the end, and they're supposed to be different people, or you're supposed to know more about yourself during that time.
Yeah.
And especially in this industry that we're trying to go into, like trying new things, or, you know, saying, I'm going to try productions, and then realizing, maybe I don't want to do productions, but I'd like to maybe try, you know, something to do with the graphics or something to do with, you know, like, I know you said you have a photography minor. Maybe that's something else you're interested in. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to try these things. So, you know, it's always, it can be hard to be like, yeah, I think I'm going to take a step back. But at the same time, like, you're the person that needs to learn most about yourself by the end of the year.
Exactly. And that's, like, one thing that I'm, like, especially, like, happy about being the VP of prod, mm-hmm. which is going to sound really horrible for, like, people that are in TOP.
Yeah.
And be like, what the heck? It's just, like, I kind of figured out while I'm doing this, I don't want to do productions. And it's not that I hate it.
Yeah.
I love being in the studio. I love being at TOP. Mm-hmm. Like, I love seeing everyone.
Absolutely.
But I don't really like just, like, TV,
right.
I guess. I don't know. I really don't know what it is, to be honest. Because it's not even like I do the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Like, there's a new show every day. There's there's different talent on news. There's different crew coming in.
I know, yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, like, something that I just, I don't know. It's like, it's not like it's not fun, but it's not fun to do, like, my specific job anymore.
Yeah. No, and I agree with that. I feel like just from talking to a lot of different people in the office, including yourself, like, I'm curious to see what the next, like, 6 weeks is going to be like. Because when we go home and there's none of this anymore, I feel like all of us are going to be like, all right, we're ready to go back. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be like, I almost wonder, like, with so many people that are like, oh, is this actually what I want to do? Or, oh, is this what I want to do with my life? Like, the ones that are in the office all the time. It's like, in the next 6 weeks, I feel like we're all going to come back in January, and that spark's going to be back. And we're all going to be like, all right.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is really, like, burnout.
Yeah.
And it's not even, like, I don't feel like I'm too burnt out,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like just the balance between school and TOP and then not doing anything.
Right.
Because that's, like,
it's hard to do stuff.
Yeah. So it's, like, I don't know. I think definitely, like you said, like, even over the summer, when I go home, like, when I go home, I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to go home. And then, like, when I'm coming back, I'm like, okay, I'm actually really excited to, like, start doing this again.
Yeah.
Like,
I miss it.
Yeah. It's not like the busyness, though, is, like, trumps, like, how, you know, if I like it or not.
Right. Is it? Okay, I think we should be good.
So. Okay, sorry.
No, you're good.
But, yeah, it's, like, I don't know. It's one of those things that, like, it's a weird thing because I don't know if I'm going to like it when I get back. And then every time I start talking to everyone and people start, like, pitching me ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is actually really exciting.
I know. I could always tell, like, especially, like, last week when we did the rebrand meeting with you. And I could tell how genuinely passionate you were about it and wanted to genuinely do it. Like, it seemed, it was really cool for me to see because then it gets other people more into it as well.
Right. That's like, because I said it a couple times during the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's supposed to be fun. Like, I don't know. We're trying our best to be, like, professionals.
But we're not.
But we're not. We shouldn't be either.
No.
Like, we're 20-year-olds
exactly.
trying to run this, like, this college TV station. Like, it's a real station.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It is wild.
It's like, if you, like, I never really thought about it. And then sometimes I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, we just put on, like, a 5-hour production for a hockey game. Like, what's up with that?
No, it's weird. Like, especially when you go home and tell, like, your friends about it.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's no teachers there. There's no professors.
Yeah.
No. It's me and you and Merrick and the rest of the e-board and Turge and all the other sports people. It's like, it's all us.
Yeah. It's so weird. Like, we did a special event with Career Services today. And they kept, like, coming back into the control room. It was like, so, like, what classes did you take to learn all this? And, like, you didn't.
No,
like, you take intro to video production, and you get kind of, like, that basic knowledge.
Right, but you can start it even before intro to video production.
Exactly. Like, most people take that sophomore year.
Yeah.
So, like, if you get into your freshman year,
right.
it's really, like, you just kind of, like, have to just know.
And like, Garrett, I always throw out as an example, like, I'm his TA for that class.
Yeah.
Like, that dude's probably knows more about behind-the-scenes stuff than I could ever imagine to.
Yeah.
And he's in that class currently right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird. Like, I think that's, like, a cool thing, too, about our positions.
Yeah.
Is sometimes I'll be, like, helping someone, and then they do something. I'm like, oh, no, you do. And then I'll, like, think about it. I'm like, wait, that's a way better way of doing it.
Yeah.
Like, how did you just, like, come up with that?
That's cool.
Yeah, it's so funny. I'm like, like, you didn't even get taught this. You just, like, thought about it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of fun.
It is cool. I always enjoy it, too, especially, like, because last year, you know, we were new, and we were the ones trying to get off the, you know, get our feet footing or whatever. And, like, now this year, it's very much, you know, we're kind of almost sitting back and watching to an extent, even though we still have our own things that we do. But, like, always really cool to see other people be creative.
Yeah.
Like, I know this might sound biased because I'm on it now, but I love Shetler's show so much. I love that thing you did yesterday with Jared and Charlie and Matt. Like, that was so funny.
Yeah, and it's like people that, like, I'm not saying I never thought they would be creative.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really, like, interact with them that much, and then all of a sudden they're just, like, the most creative people that are just coming up with what they think is funny, and it just is like
wild.
It's hilarious, and it's so like well thought out.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's why I like production. That's one of the things. Just like the like starting at some random like thought,
mm-hmm.
and then just somehow it's like just the most entertaining TV that you can watch.
Yeah, I love it so much, man. It's always my favorite thing is to sit down with anybody and hear what they have to say, and then watching it go on. It's always really cool. I feel like you're more of a production, like you see it all happen and you know what's going on, whereas me, I'm just kind of around. But, you know, it's got to be really cool just to watch all those things play out.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's like Max's speech at the end of the Whiteout.
One of those games, yeah.
Yeah, something. And he talked about like how like everything's like just one person and like no one sees it.
Yeah.
It's actually, when he was saying that, I was like, wow, like that's actually a crazy way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, especially for hockey, like how many cameras do we have?
Six maybe, yeah. Seven sometimes.
And like we cut between that, and that's like a person just like getting those creative shots.
It's awesome. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, like sometimes they have to stick to like a shot sheet, but really like...
I love it, man. I love... Yeah. I always hate... one of the... and I feel like we can sit here and talk about it forever, but like one of the things that I always am so against is telling people how to do things.
Yeah, it's like just do it.
Just do it. Like I'll teach you how to turn on a camera. I'll teach you how to hold the camera. I'll teach you how to do the graphics machine or how to do audio, but then it's up to you.
Yeah, like, yeah, just like do it whatever way you think is best. Especially like that's the audio board. I feel like there's no good way.
No.
And like some people are just so good at it. And,
I know.
Like, how do you like know it that way?
It's wild. Even Spezak did it last night and it was killing it, huh? I was like, wow. It's impressive. Especially Mr. Spezak. But no, it's always, you know, and that's what I think is so cool, not just about I feel like these all wind up just being like plugging the media organizations, how cool they are.
Yeah.
But like it is true, like it's people are so creative and it's cool to see people get those platforms to do those things.
Yeah.
And you know, I know as far as... and it's also cool to see your friends do those things too.
Yeah, it is.
Which is always cool. And I always appreciate when you're around for sports talk for those reasons, because it makes the environment better when you're there with friends.
Yeah.
And I always love it. So
yeah, that's why like sports talk I love. Like even like we talked about it, it's like my day is like at the last part of it.
Yeah.
We're exhausted.
Yeah.
But then you're just like there and it's like a good little like last like hour that we're all hanging out.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like work.
Right. It's
and
really
I love
nice.
That.
Yeah.
And I always love that I feel like I say this all the time, but like Garrett and Kyle like just get it. They understand that it's not about us. Like, sure, it's cool to go out and have fun, but it's about everybody else around that's here to watch us. And I always love when that happens.
Yeah, I do too.
And when I always hear feedback from you, it always is like, all right, cool, we got this.
Yeah.
But all right, Mike, let's talk a little bit about the quiz I had to take before we sat down here today. Once again, it's the VIA character quiz. If you want to take it home, it's about, I think it's 90 questions or something like that.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah. It takes like 15 minutes.
No, yeah, it's fun.
And then it gives you a list of strengths at the end. We're going to go through Mike's top five today. Mike, do you want to start with number five?
Start with number five.
Yes, okay. Number five.
So number five is hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty optimistic.
Okay.
I feel like we both like talk about that sometimes too.
It's
like you never like are gonna sit there and be like, this isn't gonna work and it's gonna be horrible.
Yeah.
It's like just like be a little hopeful.
Yeah, take a breath, everything will work itself out.
Yeah, it's like not everything's bad.
Right.
But yeah, I'd like to think I was always like a little hopeful
in
pretty much every situation. But
right.
Yeah.
No, that's great. What's your number four?
Love.
Okay.
I guess,
go ahead, talk about it.
I guess it's love. I don't know. I'd say I'm a loving person, and like the people that I'm like comfortable with.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really express love, though. It's kind of weird.
So does that's kind of maybe a deeper question.
Yeah.
You say you like to express love with people that you're close with. Is it hard to get close with people?
Yeah, I would say so. But then I feel like once I'm like closer with them, it's not too hard to like kind of start expressing myself. So I think it takes a little bit, and it's also like a trust thing, you know, things like that. But I think once once I'm close with them, once I trust them, then it's not hard to like express love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Because I was thinking, I'm like, is it you that it like, do you think it's harder to earn love from you, or do you think it's harder for you? Hold on. How am I gonna phrase this?
I think I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Do you think, are you always the first person that's like, I need to see more from you in order to love you back? Or is it like, I'm going to love you, and then if you love me?
Yeah, I think it's the second one.
Okay.
Like, I always kind of...
You're easier to give the love out.
Yeah.
We're seeing it.
Yeah, I like to kind of just make it known, like, how I feel.
And yeah.
We'll see what happens.
No, that's good. It's always good to be in touch with the way you feel.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your third?
Honesty.
Okay.
Which I feel like honesty comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll be honest... to like the same thing with like the love thing, the people that I trust and I know that I can be honest with them,
right?
And they won't be like, they won't hate me, it's something like that. But sometimes I'm like, I don't know, maybe they could go for not being honest right now,
yeah.
You know, maybe they could just not hear like the bad things quite yet,
right?
So I feel like that the honesty is like, it's off and on.
I feel like honesty more so is more of a, not so much whether do you tell the truth or not all the time. I feel like it's more of a, do you understand it? Because like, I feel like so many people will just go, well, it's either you tell the truth all the time or you don't tell the truth. But like what you just said there, like, you know, sometimes it's best to not tell the truth.
Yeah. It's
or,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like people don't have like the best day, maybe. Like,
right.
You don't want to go up to them like, hey, you really didn't do this well.
Yeah. There's a time and place for everything. I think right. Understanding that's where that honesty comes from.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What was your second?
Teamwork.
Okay.
That one makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, that one's pretty surprising.
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, sports.
Yeah.
TOP is probably the most teamwork I've ever done.
Which is crazy. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Like, I have a board of, I can't count how many. I think it's seven.
Seven, and then whatever goes underneath it, too.
Yeah.
Wild.
So it's like, that was people I work with every day.
Yeah.
And then our e-board has eight people in total.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with them every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not like every day,
but it's constant teamwork everywhere you go. Like,
yeah,
you know, even like in the little teams, like I know, like as far as people that are in the studio every day, like you're working with them all the time, and then you're on a crew, you're working with them. So it's
right.
Like, you know, you might be working with a show. It's consistent teamwork. It's hard to come in here and not talk to somebody and then leave.
Yeah, it's yeah,
it's impossible.
It's so impossible. Like even walking by, I'm like, I have
probably
to
pop the head.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah.
That's why I got to think the back way.
Yeah,
but no, yeah, teamwork. So I think you kind of took the question right out of my head there. I was going to ask if you know, what if you've noticed a lot of similarities or even any differences between playing sports and then coming here and doing this stuff here as far as teamwork goes.
Yeah, I feel like there's not too many differences. I think this is a closer knit team.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, sometimes when like you're doing a sport, there's just like some things that are a part of the team that you don't really want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And then I feel like here, just everything, like I want to be a part of it.
Right.
You know, there's never anything where I'm like, oh, I want to stay away from that because there's like no one does that. No one makes it like uncomfortable. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and what's your last strength?
Oh, I found this one up.
But you're good.
Fairness.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think I'm pretty fair. I know we talked a lot about WTOP, but...
That's cool.
It's like, that's just like something that, it takes up a lot of my time, which is like a good thing. And so like, that's just a lot of like the experiences. But overall, like, especially like when I'm managing, I guess, my board.
Yeah.
It's like I want to make sure everyone's like happy on my board, really,
right.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
And making sure that, you know, like Original Productions is getting like the same treatment as news, is the same treatment as special events, as sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to just focus on one.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's the same thing though, like even with the whole cruise, like you want to be fair to everyone. It's not like you want to be like, okay, you're the director.
Yeah.
You deserve to be treated way better than the camera person.
Exactly.
Like that doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I think overall, like I understand fairness, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because I really don't like to take sides either.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really taken a side because I like to see it from both sides and just make sure that everyone's happy.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great quality of a leader as well. Not just like, I mean, like say, we both have the common ground of where we have in WTOP, but like just in life as far as having that fairness and everything. Do you think like those things... Were they something that was ingrained in you as a child, like that was taught by like your parents or your brother or anybody or teachers or whatever? Or do you think that's just something that like over time you've learned on your own?
I think it definitely comes from my parents, like parents, grandparents, just family in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you would like know it if you were unfair and mean
yeah.
to someone, like they would let you know. You're like, that was really horrible. And it's like, all
right.
But like, it's helpful.
Right.
Like that's a type of thing that I feel like is really good when they'd be like, hey, that... like was not fair.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like to think that my parents definitely kind of like drilled that into my brain.
Yeah.
When I was young, and it was just like one of those things that you knew not to be like mean and unfair and things like that.
Yeah. That's a good thing to have. Always a good quality to have, especially in a leader and a friend.
Yeah.
But all right, Mike, it's always a pleasure, man, to sit down and talk with you. I feel like I say this every episode, but I wish we could have went on for a lot longer, but maybe we'll take another ride to Baltimore or something.
Yeah, go down to Orlando.
Yeah, right, we'll have some fun on the plane ride on the way down.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, always a pleasure. Thank you for coming on. And I, you know, just from what you've done as far as productions go this year, I mean, I think you've killed it. It's been a pleasure to work with everybody. Like, I think for me, one of the things was last year, I just wanted to be involved in some way. And you know, I saw Merrick's vision,
yeah.
what he wanted to go with. And, you know, I was very happy to see that you were doing it as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I think this is something I want to try to do as well. So
yeah,
it's always
I was
good.
I was, because I didn't know you were running.
I really didn't either.
Yeah, so if I saw your name on the email, like that one that Mary
yeah.
sent out like early on, I was shocked and very happy.
Yeah.
I think our board is great overall. But
yeah, everybody's killed it, man. It's been a really good year as far as, you know, making progress and building off of what we had last year.
Yeah.
And just growing it into hopefully something, you know, both bigger and better. And
yeah.
I know that's the goal of, I guess we can leave off on, I like to do a quote, but I'll kind of leave this on like a little ad-libbed quote. Like, you're supposed to leave things better than when you showed up. And I feel like with people like yourself, people like Merrick, and everybody on that e-board, and then everybody on your board as well, like, by doing that, like, it makes it a lot easier for the next people that are going to come in. It's easier to walk into a clean room than a dirty one. So and I feel like I've done a good job doing that. So
yeah.
But all right, Mike, thank you for coming on once again. And yeah, as far as the listeners, thank you for listening into another episode of Getting to Know You. Might be on a little hiatus here just because of the Thanksgiving break, but hopefully come back, throw a few more episodes at you, and that'll be it for the 2022 year. But Mike, once again, thanks for joining me. Pleasure as always.
Yeah.
And as for everybody at home, make sure to stay safe in the winter weather, and I'll see you all very soon.